Hello.
Hi, James. Good afternoon. This is Alex. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. And thank you for taking my call. I'm actually just giving you a quick call about your property in Fredericks Hall Road in Bumpass.
Sure, right.
You might have
Well,
already spoken to my colleagues in the past, but they're no longer in the company. So I just wanted to, touch base with you to see if there's anything that
sure.
we could do for you right now.
Yeah. Do you know, there's somebody coming, I think, at the end of this week. But I don't know, did you all make me an offer? I can't, I haven't kept records like I should have.
Well, my colleague might have gave you an offer in the past, but it was the last contact that we got from you was I think July of last year, 2024. But since he left, nothing happened. The communication was cut, and now I'm just trying
Yeah,
to touch
okay.
base.
Sure, okay. Well, I haven't been too well for the last several months, and the last 2 or 3 weeks have been pretty boring, have been kind of rough. I can't get around too much. I've had a couple of falls,
Oh
and but
no.
it, I've never, I don't think I broke any bones or anything, but it sure has been inconvenient. And I've got some, I shouldn't talk a whole lot, I guess, but anyway, I have a melanoma that just, it's so inconvenient because it's on the back of my
Oh
shoulder,
no.
and I just have to have somebody to, change the bandage. And I've been waiting, last Monday, actually, I went to, I've been a couple times to a certain dermatologist, but last week she told me that an oncologist who had really a good reputation, he was going to call me, and he's down at Johnson & Willis in Richmond, but I have not heard anything, so I called back this morning. But anyway, I don't need to go
Sorry to
into all
hear
that
that.
with you,
Well,
but anyway,
I
I
mean, if
just
there's
haven't been.
anything that I could do about that, I could probably help you. I'm not sure how I can help, but maybe I could try
No.
calling.
Well, I appreciate that so much, Alex. That's so much. Who did I talk with before you said was not there?
It looks like Zach Wetherspoon. I don't know if you
Okay,
still remember
he
him,
was
but
okay. Yes, I remember him, and I remember that. I think that he left, or somebody else left, but I think it was Zach. Yeah, he was one of the first ones I think I talked with. And that has been a while. You said about a year. Seemed like it's been
yeah,
longer
last
than that.
year he unfortunately is no longer with us, but your contact information is still with us, and I check
Yeah,
online.
sure.
Looks like, yeah, the property is still under your name and hasn't been
Oh,
sold,
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm just sort of in a hold position. I'd like to go ahead and dispose of it, but anyway, it's probably going to be a few weeks yet before I can sort of get back to what I need to. But I thought I can call the number that you called on. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely. This is my phone number. You can call anytime. This is our office line, so we're usually available from 8:30 to 5.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's 408-4105, I believe it says.
That's my number.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I
I'm
appreciate your call, Alex, and I'll be in touch with you and let you know something soon.
Absolutely. Feel free to call me anytime, and I hope whatever it is that you're going through right now, I hope your oncologist will call you back. And
I'm old, but I think I really have some hope that I'm going to be a little bit better soon, and it just doesn't seem to be right to be down quite yet anyway, so.
is there someone with you right now?
No,
You're
and
all by yourself?
actually, I do have a wife, but we don't live together. But I hope that can work out some because we talk several times a day, and things are really good between us now.
Oh,
And
great.
I at one time, and I talk a lot, I know, but anyway, several years ago, I had a neck surgery, and the doctor gave me oxycodone, and I stayed with it for, I don't know, 6 years or so. Maybe a little more, and it it took its toll. But what, Alex, what was a wonderful thing is, thank you, Jesus, I had the last pill when I was in rehab, and the next day I came home, and I had no withdrawal symptoms, no desire to go back to it or anything. So,
oh, bless you.
I'm so thankful for that. But anyway, we go through a lot of things in life, and we do the best we can, but the Lord is good if we'll let him be. So anyway.
100%, I agree with you. I mean, yeah. Feel free to call me back, you know, if whenever you need someone to talk to, you know, just a quick chat.
I appreciate that, Alex. That's so nice of you. I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely.
And thank you for calling today, and I'll be in touch soon.
Okay. I'll probably check with you in a week if I haven't, you know, if it didn't hear from you, just to check what's going on. But, you know,
yeah,
I just hope.
Give me a couple weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Just hope your oncologist will call you back. And like what I said, just let me know if there's anything that I could do for you aside from.
I appreciate that, Alex. That's mighty nice. So, yeah, I appreciate it. So thank you for calling, and God bless you, darling.
You too, James. Have yourself a good one. Thank you. And take care.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.